got it tuned in to Modern Jazz Today. Up next is Yusuf Days. The album's called Black Classical Music, and we're going to check into the title track. Then Andreas Toffmark. The album's called Lagar. We'll check into the track Chimney Lullaby. Let's check it out.
We'll be right back.
Coming up next is the Moore McCall Jazz Society. The album's called Up and Gone, and we'll check into the track, A Song for Vince. Let's dig in. Say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
Hey, this is Eboshi from Cartel Madras, and you're listening to CJSF.
I was on the back of your mind, I was on the back of your lap. You were in the back of the car, you were in the back of my heart. I was in the back of the bar. You know what I do, take things too far. Don't know where to start or begin, don't know how it ends. Don't know how to say what I meant, don't know how to say how I feel. Baby, is it real? I was like 34 double D's, you know what I like. Ice cold.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, BC.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Disasters like wildfires and hurricanes can destroy electrical lines, leading to long blackouts. When the power's out, it's only a matter of time before the food in the fridge and freezer starts to go bad. So if you think you might lose electricity, stock up on foods that do not need to be refrigerated, like crackers, peanut butter, cereal, and apples. Move refrigerated foods into the freezer so they'll stay cold for a longer time without power. You can also store food in a cooler filled with ice. If you need to cook, you can use an outdoor grill when the weather is safe. Or if you have a gas stove, you may be able to manually light it with matches. During a blackout, keep the fridge and freezer doors closed as much as possible so the food stays cold. But if the power stays out for 4 hours or more, toss anything in the fridge that can go bad, like meat, milk, leftovers, or eggs. Do the same if a refrigerator thermometer shows that the temperature in the fridge has risen above 40 degrees. And if you're not sure if something is still safe to eat, throw it out. As climate change causes more extreme weather, power outages may become more likely. But preparing ahead of time can help get you through a blackout safely. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.